It's been about 6 months since the Bush administration decided to let Lehman Brothers collapse. The downfall of the global financial services firm was one of the first of a series of implosions on Wall Street. Now, hundreds of Lehman employees find themselves searching for work in this grim new world. One of them is Spencer Cutter. He was a senior vice president. He worked for Lehman Brothers for 9 years. He is now a contributor to the Wall Street Journal's blog, Laid Off and Looking. He joins us now from New York. And Spencer, it's been about a year since you were let go. How's your job search going?
It's going. It's a bit frustrating. You know, there are jobs out there, but the competition level is extremely high, and there are no jobs at all for the type of work I used to do specifically. So anything that is out there is going to be, to at least some degree, a career change. And in this type of environment, even though there are certain transferable skills, it would require, you know, 3 to 6 months or so to kind of get up the curve. And people don't feel very open to that sort of prospect right now.
And I'm curious, when you tell people that you came from Lehman, does that create any sort of reaction, either way, positive or negatively?
I haven't personally run into it yet. I have heard a lot of people secondhand have told me that they've heard some negative reactions. I have gotten a few comments on the blog that people seem to think that because I worked at Lehman, I'm personally responsible for the financial crisis that the whole country is in.
In one of your blogs, you write about how you used to value your life in terms of your number, your targeted liquid net worth. But you say you've had a change of heart. When and how did that happen?
I'm going through a reassessment process for my whole life. And what is it that I want to do? Who do I want to be for the next 5, 10, 20 years?
Who do you want to be? What do you want to do next?
You know, I have my ideal of what I'd like to do. I'm not sure that that's available. You know, what I wanted to do when I left Lehman Brothers and what I still have held out some hope of eventually being able to do is some sort of investment management. I've got lots of finance skills. I don't really want to go back to investment banking, but I'd like to be able to do something that can leverage my finance skills in the future. So investment management, or I had the hope of working for the Federal Reserve. I thought that would be an interesting opportunity. One of the things I wanted to do once I got out of investment banking was to get into the wine business. But something long-term that I can do for 10 years, 20 years, and have a little bit of a life, work-life balance, which you didn't have in investment banking.
If I might ask, the tone of your blog is pretty upbeat, pretty optimistic. Right now, I have to say, you maybe don't sound as optimistic as you do in your blog. Are there ever days where it's just tough to be hopeful?
Yes. It's particularly hard when you do find that rare opportunity where someone has said, yes, I do want to interview you for this position. And you get very excited because here's, you know, the needle in the haystack. You may have finally found it and somebody's expressed interest in you and sort of weeded you out of what I'm sure are thousands of applications they're getting in this environment. And you can't help but get your hopes up a little bit that it will work out. And I've gone through that, you know, dozens of times now in the last 6 to 12 months. And, you know, it's always turned out that there's somebody else who's more experienced in that particular area that they're hiring for, so I haven't gotten the job. So those days when you find out that you didn't get the job that you were really hoping to get, those are the toughest ones. You can't help but you have to just kind of pick yourself up and move on. You're not going to get anywhere just sort of milling around and sitting on the sofa watching Hogan's Heroes all afternoon. So you kind of don't have a choice but to keep going.
Former Lehman Brothers executive Spencer Cutter is blogging for the Wall Street Journal's online series, Laid Off and Looking. Thanks, Spencer, and good luck.
Thank you.